I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, very excited to be able to welcome Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois' 13th District onto the show. My Congressman, Rodney, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's a tragic day again to see what happened out in California. And my heart breaks for those kids. I know those that were injured. Hopefully they're going to be able to recover. But the ones who survived, you know, they're going to wake up with the same memories I had a few years ago, the day after a shooting. And I certainly hope they're able to get the help that they need to be able to process it.
Well, you know, I think it's important to, I want to take a moment, because this is not the intention of having you on today. Certainly, we wanted to hear about what the House of Representatives is doing here with the President of the United States. But we're going to put that aside for just a minute here so that I can ask you about this important scenario. You have yourself been in, you were on the baseball field there in Virginia when the shooter came by and looked for the Republicans and opened fire. You experienced something like this yourself. What is your advice, not necessarily as a congressman, not somebody as a governmental representative, but as somebody who's experienced this kind of terror yourself? What do you want people to know about this type of an instance and what you hope to see happen next?
Yeah, people that have experienced this, they're going to need to talk about it. That's one benefit that we have as being members of Congress and going through such a tragic event like we all did that day. We're asked about it a lot, so we get a chance to process that. I didn't talk to mental health professionals until after, after the shooting was over for a few weeks. And when I talked to them, they said, "How are you processing?" And I said, "Well, I've been able to do interviews. I've been able to basically recreate that moment, those 10 minutes in my mind, and relay what I saw." They said, "That's the best thing you can do." And what worried me the most, Annie, was that the staffers who were on the field that day helping us get better at baseball, they're not asked to do the interviews. They weren't asked to talk about it. So I made it my mission to go talk to them personally and have them, you know, relay their thoughts that day, because it certainly helped me. And I would give those kids who luckily survived this tragedy today, the best advice I can give is sit down, relay what you saw, and talk to people about it.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic advice, and the humanity that exists here, the brokenness of our humanity is on full display. And honestly, I think sometimes the thing that mends that the best is connection with other humans. So I think that's a fantastic piece of advice for these people and anybody who's experienced anything like this, maybe on a smaller scale. But when it happens to you, it doesn't feel small at all.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? Blessings were all around on the baseball field with us that day. And luckily, the reports I've seen, and if they change and I don't have the right information, I apologize. But luckily, I haven't seen anybody reported death shooting.
There has been one reported death.
Then I didn't have the utmost info. My heart goes out to them. But they're going to have to, they're going to live with this the rest of their lives like I do. It's not a day that goes by I don't behave differently because of that morning. And it's a tragedy that we live in a society where people believe that it's okay if they're mad or if they're upset or if they're depressed, that it's okay to go try and kill innocent human beings who are with them. That's a societal problem that we've got to address right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. We're speaking with Congressman Rodney Davis, Illinois Congressman. I want to shift gears a little bit because it is important that we do also address what's taking place on Capitol Hill. Yesterday, we'll resume tomorrow with more hearings taking place with Adam Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee. Number one question, you're a Republican in the House. No Republican voted to proceed with this impeachment inquiry as it is right now. Two Democrats joined the Republicans. The only bipartisan effort here is to not go forward with this. In your conversations with your colleagues, Republican and Democrat, what was the impact of yesterday's hearing so far?
You know, most people out here have dug their heels in on which side they come down on an impeachment. So we don't really talk about it that much with each other. But what I can tell you is after watching some of the testimony yesterday, it looked to me like the best answer of the day that they gave was to a question raised by my friend John Ratcliffe. And he asked both of the witnesses, did you see anything in that call that rose to the level of an impeachable offense? And they both said no. I mean, if your star witnesses are telling Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats that President Trump did not commit an impeachable offense, that tells me it's a pretty flimsy case to be brought against him in the first place.
Do you feel as though this hearing is fair? There's a lot of pundits out there right now trying to explain how unfair the process is. Is it as unfair as we are being led by a lot of Republicans to believe?
Yes, it is. Process matters, especially when you're talking about the due process of a president and a member of the executive branch who was duly elected by the citizens of this country. Process matters. Otherwise, if you don't follow the process and the precedents that have been set the three other times in our nation's history where we've had impeachments, then what you're doing is setting new precedent. And my fear for the future is that, number one, we're not going to get anything done here like the USMCA or addressing health care reform that Democrats promised they would do if given the House. We're not going to be able to deal with prescription drug pricing, student debt. But what also is going to happen, they're going to set a precedent that's going to create a politically based impeachment process any time in our nation's history or any time in our nation's future when the House is represented by a different party than the president. That's the sad precedent that they're now setting for future presidents.
Hmm.
Hey, Rodney, this is Ryan Wiggins. We're getting close to being out of time here already, but I wanted to ask, you know, I saw the House members, the Republican House members, during the closed-door sessions, you know, storm the door and seemed to have kind of a united front when they were doing that, at least from our perspective here in the middle of the country, looking at Washington, D.C. Is there any sort of overarching strategy now that the inquiry has begun?
Well, really, it's just the truth. The truth is the overarching strategy. And when you look at what now has come out of secret, out into the public view, we're seeing the exact same witnesses who gave testimony in secret now be able to come out and give that testimony publicly. And they're saying the same thing my colleagues who were in the secret hearings said they said. You know, like yesterday, Mr. Ratcliffe asked the two Democrat star witnesses, asked them if President Trump committed an impeachable offense, and they both said no. I mean, that's something that should get a lot more attention. But the process itself is still unfair because we Republicans are not able to call the witnesses that we want to call, to be able to ask the questions in the manner that we want to be able to ask. And the majority party, the Democrats, are just ramming this new unfair process and unfair precedents through.
Congressman Davis, before we let you go, is there anything you've heard, been exposed to, any detail, any fact that has you concerned about the president's ability to conduct foreign policy?
No. And you look at the success of this administration's foreign policy, it amazes me because I've been to Ukraine. I've watched the pettiness of the former president Poroshenko, who didn't want us meeting with the prime minister after his meeting. So he kept us in a meeting a lot longer than he should have. And what I've seen is that this administration finally was the only administration to actually provide lethal weapons to the Ukrainians. And we all want corruption to be gone in every country that gets our foreign aid. That should be something that we should all, before any foreign dollars go anywhere, we ought to require that internal corruption in those countries be dealt with. Otherwise, we're wasting American taxpayer dollars, and it's wrong. I have yet to see anything that concerns me about the president. He's been more transparent than any other president in our nation's history on this issue. And I think this venture of impeachment in the House will lead to him being impeached. He won't be convicted in the Senate. And the American people are going to be very mad at Democrats.
Congressman Rodney Davis, we hope to connect with you again as this process unfolds. Always great to have you on the show today. And our thoughts and prayers with your thoughts and prayers going out to the people in California in the wake of this tragedy.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.